Stuff with Steve Othersoul on Radio City Talk.
Age Warriors returns to the Liverpool Echo Arena. It's Saturday, October the 28th. There's some cracking fights on there. Headlining the bill is Chris Fishgold against Alexander Jakobsen, as well as that Lee Chadwick is also fighting Victor Cheng. Let's catch up with Lee now. Won't you, Lee?
You okay, mate?
Yeah, thanks for your company. How much are you looking forward to this?
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. It's been a long time coming.
Long time coming. Explain why.
But I've been in the game for nearly 12 years now. I've had 38 professional fights. So I've been in various organisations and I've now found my foot in the top organisation, Cage Warriors. So it's great to be on the show and fighting for the title. That's what I had in my plans when I started with the organisation.
So literally, no room for error now, Lee?
No, that's it. That's it. It's all on the line for this one, mate.
I mean, in terms of your opponent and what's at stake, just give us a bit more detail.
Yeah, my opponent's a top guy. I wanted a top guy. I didn't want to fight for the world title for anything less. And Cage Warriors wouldn't allow it either. If they're going to have the title on the line, it's got to be the two best fighting for it. So, he's flying over from Sweden. He's in a good team. He's good on the ground, good stand-up. So wherever the fight goes, it's going to be a tough test for the both of us.
You're saying 38 fights. It's a fairly long passage, isn't it, to where you finally got to?
It is, yeah, it is. It is. But like I say, it takes a long time to mature in MMA, a lot longer than boxing. Some people find the feet early, but and some people, it takes time to find themselves in the cage. I feel that by the time I find the right team, the right organisation, everything's all coming together now, so it's working well for me.
So it's different stages for different people. I mean, you're 32, is that correct?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
So do you feel you're at your peak right now, Lee?
I feel like I'm starting to peak now, yeah. I think there's more to come still. I'm still learning a lot in the gym. The team I'm with, ASW, under Darren Morris, we're constantly learning. Straight after the fight, we're back in the gym and we're learning for the next fight.
For people who don't know too much about you, what's your signature if they're going to come along and watch you fight?
A lot of people say chokes. I'm good all round. I'm good at everything, but I seem to catch people with chokes or a big shot on the chin, either the left hook or overhand right. But like I say, I work every avenue. It just so happens that they manage to catch people.
Now, you could do this in front of your home crowd. That's the stuff of dreams, I presume, for any sportsman.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. I mean, the last two fights this year on Cage Warriors, the first fight I caught the guy with the overhand right, dropped him, and he woke up in a guillotine, and I got him against in a standing guillotine against the cage.
It sounds painful, Lee.
But the second one after that was just a ground fight because he had an injury on his foot, so... he was a striker and a grappler, so we threw a kick, I took him down and worked him on the ground, just took him to where was suited for me for that fight. But this, like, them two shows were amazing. The last one in the Echo Arena in April, it was chocking. It was a sellout as well then. The derby was on. It was brilliant. It was just a great crowd. And this one's a sellout again, so it's going to be amazing this time. It's the biggest fight of the year for Cage Warriors.
Well, there seems to be a massive appetite in the city for it, doesn't it? And obviously because there's a number of high-profile fighters, Chris, Paddy, yourself, all making big waves in the sport.
Yeah, that's it. And do you know what? Hats off to the Scousers. They get behind the local fighters and they really support the lads when we fight. So last time I fought in the Echo, I didn't realise I'd get the reception I did and everyone was behind me and it was brilliant. It was amazing to see, like, people get behind their own people. It's good to see. It's good to see that in the city.
Just give us an idea of the competition at the top end of your division, if you like. Who are the major players? And, for example, if you win this belt or when you win this belt, what lies ahead for you next then, Lee?
Well, Cage Warriors, they've had 90 fighters go from Cage Warriors to the UFC. They've made superstars. Naming a couple, Conor McGregor, Michael Bisping. There's many more big names, Bigfoot Silver. There's just so many people that have gone from Cage Warriors to the UFC on the world stage. So this is a really well-established, massive show. I mean, Cage Warriors have been around a long time. They've been building, building, building. And they knocked the other organisations out the water. So I'm made up to be on here because winning this title could lead to the UFC for me. Whether it does straight away or whether it does after the defence or two on the title, we'll see what happens.
So that's the ultimate dream.
It is for every cage fighter, yeah, every MMA fighter wants to get to the UFC, the top level. But just got to be careful not to look past each fight because every fight's tough at this level. You're fighting world-class fighters now, Cage Warriors. Mm. I class my opponents as world-class fighter. It's just that we're not on the world-class stage, but Cage Warriors is the stepping stone for the UFC. So, like I say, they are the massive.
Victor Cheng is your opponent. Who do you like coming to your fights? You had the whole family there, or is that something they prefer to stay away from?
My mum stays away.
She's not having it, no?
She gets too nervous if she hears anyone say anything bad about me. She kicks off. I can't be dealing with that stress in the background.
Is she the only one you can't beat?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, my sister comes and supports me. A couple of my cousins, my girlfriend always comes, so... And all my friends and work colleagues and stuff like that. Everyone gets behind me.
Lee, wish you the very best of luck. Victor Cheng, your opponent, the middleweight title at stake, of course. Chris Fishgold against Alexander Jacobson. Molly McCann's also on there in the flyweight. Martin Stapleton. Paul McBain. Is there anyone else I've missed? Is there?
One of my teammates is fighting Jack Grant. He's a top prospect, lightweight. He's brilliant. So. He's going to be on the card. There's quite a good... Everyone on there is brilliant, so I can't remember the full card, but you've just mentioned the majority of them, and the main card's going to be something special.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.